Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Look, the system wants you docile. The reason a lot of people can't get angry is because the additives in the food and water have rendered you down into basically flaccid, jellyfish-like, little servile drones. Myself included. And that's why men aren't men, women aren't women. People say, whatever happened the day when men were men, women were women, cars were cars, whatever happened to that? It's called living under a eugenic system. In fact, Aaron just ran in here during the break and he said, you know, in my article I wrote last week about China taking the children and the property of people that have more than two children, I put a link to U.S. government training videos from the 70s in China where it shows an inspector that comes by and makes sure that the women are on their menstrual cycles and make sure they take their birth control pills, little inspectors. I mean, everything in this 1969 plan was implemented in China as the model. And they told that dictatorship, we'll give you all this power and move everything to your country if you'll be the model. And then using your giant workforce, you will be able to leverage the whole world to accept this new system through economic warfare. This is the heart of it. And I get up here with detailed reports about breast cancer, several thousand percentage point increase the last 50 years, the highest in the world in the U.S., and it follows according to the industrialization, the bisphenol A, and the rest of it. And I get up here and I show the reports where they want to encourage homosexuality so you don't have families. And you see the TV messages making fun of families, making fun of kids, making fun of people that have children. We're the ones under attack. It's the establishment that's bigoted against us in a cold system to get rid of the family. And then they add chemicals to the food and water and the printer ink, the bisphenol A to do this. Here's more of the documents. Encourage women to work. And then we have all the different documents, Miss Magazine, CIA, all about breaking up the family. And then look where women are today, totally unhappy, turned into absolute sexual objects like they've never been before. Now I'm going to go through some more of these documents. Look at this one. Monsanto GMO corn linked to organ failure and sterility, International Journal of Bioethical Sciences. Here's people rioting for woman's face slash men beaten and robbed for Air Jordans. We'll zoom in on some of these documents here. FDA faulted for stance on chemical in plastics. Is that camera going closer? FDA faulted for stance on chemical plastics. Again, this is 4 years ago when they were trying to bamboozle the public and not at least admit that it's sterilizing people and a carcinogen. Here's another one. Synthetic estrogen BPA coats cash receipts, cash register receipts, and then it gets into the chemical being 30% higher in retail workers. That's linked to a report from the Centers for Disease Control. In fact, here's that Centers for Disease Control report. And you know what CBS does? They just say conspiracy theory. So what if it increases cancer massively? So what if it lowers your testosterone and turns men into feminine creatures and hyperfeminizes women and burns out their sexual tissues? But it didn't stop the truth from happening and coming out. In October of 2010, Canada declares BPA toxic. Move towards bans on it. So that's just some of it. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back with Dr. Busby and look at Fukushima. And then we've got Lindsey Williams coming up today. But this stuff needs to upset you. We need to get angry. We need to make this the major issue because it's so outrageous. If people just get the facts and get the word out, these globalists will fall. People got to face the horror, though.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984. Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365. Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply. All their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
What, 2 or 3 years ago, there was the big melamine scare. Thousands of people died in China from it. Plastic in the milk. Because the plastic powder can trick the test for the level of protein in it. And they executed quite a few people for it. But when that same powdered milk hit the U.S., the FDA came out and said, you know what, melamine isn't bad for you. That's Wall Street Journal, New York Times. You can pull that up. FDA says melamine, not bad. It's this magic wand behavior. And as you know, I don't know, 6 months or so ago, radioactive isotope levels were going up. And so they would raise the different isotope levels, depending on what isotope went up, from 25 times what it previously was, 25 times that is safe, to in some cases 100,000 times, and that was on the EPA's own website. And, you know, people can laugh at that, at government getting so delusional that it just waves a wand and says, don't take any precautions, go ahead and just eat the food. You know, back in Chernobyl for 6 months, they said, don't eat the food, ship it in from other countries, don't drink milk out of Europe. But when they found higher levels of radiation, in some cases 100 times in the milk, they just waved a magic wand and said, let your kids have it. And they found it in Vermont. They found it in California. All over the country. And now all that radioactive waste and the stuff from the tsunami is hitting the West Coast. Geiger counters are going crazy. The government says, don't worry, it's not bad for you. Just like for 50 years they kept secret that big salt reactor out in Simi Valley blowing up. They kept the total meltdown as bigger than Chernobyl secret. What else is going on we don't know about? Suddenly France has had big disasters. Suddenly in other areas of Europe, higher radiation showing up. Suddenly Canada's having big leaks. It's like all of a sudden, since the magic wand was waved, who knows, maybe they'll store reactors in your basement or something. And people look at this, they say it's crazy, but look at North Korea. That's just, and after our guest leaves us in about 30 minutes, I'm going to break this down. More fake wailing, millions showing up to scream and yell and worship and fake cry. Because if you don't, you go to a slave labor camp. I mean, what a joke. But that's what happens when people buy into delusion and play along with lies. And that's what our own elite are doing with all of these issues. Now, joining us is Dr. Busby, Christopher Busby. He is a chemical physicist. He's advised BBC. He's advised EU groups. He's a very respected professor, University of Ulster in Northern Ireland. He joins us today. He's got several websites that publishes peer-reviewed work. You can look at it there. But I have to toot his horn. In fact, having him back on, we had him on quite a bit when it was getting a lot of attention and the public would actually listen. Day one, he said, we have these isotope readings. This shows there's been meltdown. Those are reactor rods being blown in the sky. This is a cover-up. This is much worse than Chernobyl. And we got criticism when he was on. People said, oh, this is fear-mongering. It couldn't be true. Months after, once it wasn't in the news, their own top scientists went public, resigned. Leaders of Japan resigned. They covered it up. There's been an exodus out of central Japan to the south. Even though the government says it's safe, the public isn't stupid. There's been reported deaths associated with radiation poisoning, the Fukushima 50 who went in, and now it's just out of sight, out of mind. So giving us a report, as we prepare to leave this disastrous year, 2011, and I'll pull up the date, exactly how long ago Fukushima was in a moment, is Dr. Busby to recap what happened and then to explain to us what he thinks may be going on with all these new disasters and where he sees this going in the future. Dr. Busby, thank you for joining us.
Yes. Hello, Alex. Hi. Well, I think that people in the future looking back at this event in Japan will recognize that this is probably one of the most serious public health accidents, if you like, that in the history of the human race. The huge amounts of radioactivity were released and still contaminate very large parts of northern Japan. And there has been a probe recently by the Japanese government into what happened. And I have to say that the probe found that all of my predictions right back at the beginning when I was on the BBC and ITN just after the accident, the catastrophe occurred, all of my predictions were shown to be accurate. Although at the time, everyone was saying, like you said, this is just scaremongering, the guy's wrong, he's making it up and so on. I have to say also that nobody's apologized to me about any of this, and there's been a deathly hush about these effects, and we learn very little about what's really happening at the reactors even now. The wrong questions are being asked, and no answers are forthcoming.
And then we get Twilight Zone comments by people in the London Guardian saying, oh, I'm now for nuclear power because of Fukushima. It's so wondrous. And I mean, it's so bizarre.
Yes, well, that guy, George Monbiot, he actually took it into his head to attack me personally from the columns of the Guardian 2 weeks running and raked out an awful lot of scurrilous nonsense and lies and so on about me personally. I was quite irritated by all of that, and there's not much I can do about it. And the Guardian newspaper have refused to, well, they haven't allowed me to make any sort of response. So it seemed to me that this was part of a general operation that's taking place worldwide to try and push nuclear as an option to solve all of the problems relating to the energy supply to modern civilization. But my concern about all this is that the modern civilization that they're trying to fuel is something that is very bad for the people who live within it. It's actually killing people. The system itself, which is something that you talk about a lot. But I'm absolutely with you there. The system itself is not sustainable. It just absolutely isn't. And something has to be done not just about nuclear power, but about the whole economic structure of the system and the power structure within it before everybody in the world, you know, just doesn't survive. It's quite terrifying.
Well, I mean, here's an example. 30 years ago, and I've talked to top economists on this subject, the U.S. and British governments and others gave out pretty accurate economic numbers on unemployment, on inflation. Now they just put out completely fake numbers. They say unemployment's 8.9. It's really 22 plus. They say inflation's 3%. It's really 11 or more. It's almost a insanity by the ruling class now, where their children are breathing this radiation. In Chernobyl in 86, they made a real effort, as you know, to keep people from eating the food and drinking the milk for at least 6 months to mitigate some of it. Now there's not even an attempt.
Yes, that's right. The Soviets, although everyone at the beginning of this Fukushima catastrophe were talking about how it wasn't anything like Chernobyl, actually the Soviet authorities evacuated people from Chernobyl very quickly, and they really did do their best. What we see here is an almost totally cynical and criminal set of policies which are sacrificing an enormous number of people to a kind of god of nuclear futures. And I'm not quite sure how it happens, because people ask me again and again, they say, you know, how is it that these people don't recognize that they themselves and their children will suffer the consequences of these exposures? But it does seem as if they don't. It seems as if there's some kind of zombification or Sovietization of history in the West now, where the big newspapers, and I include the Guardian, where George Monbiot was writing his pieces, having been converted to nuclear, they seem to have become part of an appalling sort of cover-up system, rather like you know, the worst days of Stalin. It's really hard to know where this is all going.
You've really put a good verbal description of it, of something that is indescribably insane. But breaking down the real history, which they now admit, for those that don't know, because it's been buried, what really happened if we go back to the tsunami, March 11th, almost 10 months ago, 2011, what really happened with those six reactors?
Okay, well, as far as we can tell, what happened was this, that there was an enormously powerful earthquake, and that the earthquake caused damage to the reactors before the tsunami hit. And this damage to the reactors cut off the cooling supply to the reactors. And so, of course, they started to melt. They started to boil, and the water boiled away, and then the rods started to melt down. Now, the story is that, in fact, they went into cold shutdown automatically at the time of the earthquake. And then what happened was that the backup generators, the systems that were supposed to continue to provide cooling, were wiped out by the water from the tsunami. It actually really doesn't matter that much which of those is correct, because what then happened was that they were, in my opinion, nuclear explosions and hydrogen explosions, which effectively destroyed most of those reactors in the first week. And we can tell that from levels of radioactivity that were measured in various detectors quite far to the south of Tokyo. You can see the levels of radiation increasing and staying high in the week following, on the Monday following the tsunami. So we know even at that time that the reactors had melted down. But at that time, the International Atomic Energy Agency and TEPCO and the Japanese government were still telling people that there was no problem, that the reactor pressure vessels were intact and so forth. It was clear to me, looking at the video footage on YouTube, and in fact, isn't it interestingly depressing that we have to now get our accurate news from YouTube rather than from the newspapers. But looking at the video on YouTube, you can see that the force of the explosion, at least in reactor number 3, was so great that it couldn't possibly be a hydrogen explosion. And at that time, I was saying it was a nuclear explosion like the Chernobyl explosion.
And by the way, I've had people on the show who aren't physicists, and they just say, oh, that's impossible. But I've talked to other physicists, and they say, no, that things can purify out into levels, and that you can get smaller explosions, and here you are, you're an acclaimed physicist, you're saying this can happen, but the media went along with it and said that can't happen.
No, well, I know they said it couldn't happen, but there was a very famous British physicist who was talked about the famous explosion that kissed him in Chelyabinsk in 1959, which was a similar explosion in a spent fuel pond, and he said that couldn't happen either, but it did happen. And I think the way in which it happens is that when these
say what, stay there. This is riveting. Stay there, Dr. Bozzi. We'll come back, talk more about Fukushima, what's currently happening there, and then we'll look at all these other disasters.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? Do you feel tired, out of shape? Is your romantic life suffering? It's not your fault. You may have reduced testosterone, but now, for the first time ever, you can boost testosterone levels safely and naturally to feel more like you did 20 years ago. Introducing Ageless Male, a breakthrough supplement clinically proven to increase testosterone levels by 61%. And within a healthy, normal range. Today, you can try it risk-free. So if you'd like to experience what healthy testosterone levels can feel like, more energy, better mood and focus, and more romance when you want it, you really need to give Ageless Male a try. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Minicourse that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com. Or call 800-366-5138. 800-366-5138. You'll be glad you did.
All right, we've got our guest for this segment and part of the next that I'm getting into. Latest on Ron Paul, North Korea, the Iran situation, the economy. It is all coming up. And then we've got joining us Lindsey Williams, And we'll take phone calls while he's on with us, by the way. Dr. Busby, you were getting into how nuclear explosions can take place. And, of course, after you first reported this, they did pick up the isotopes that they had to admit only happened during those type of explosions.
Yes, that's right. We still don't know exactly what the concentrations of the isotopes are that would enable us to tell the kind of explosion that occurred. But my point that I would make is this, is that actually you have, at least in the reactor that where I think there was a nuclear explosion, you have plutonium and uranium mixed together. Now, if the temperature gets high enough, then what happens is that one of those will distill off at a different temperature and then concentrate at a cooler part of the reactor vessel or the tank that this is contained in. And, of course, it only needs to have a few kilograms of that to form a critical mass, and then you've got an atom bomb. So there's a mechanism that's quite easy to explain. It's exactly like distilling alcohol and water. You're distilling plutonium and uranium, but just at a much higher temperature. And so then when all the alcohol stroke plutonium comes together in one place, bang.
And you've also got explosions going on around it that could be the precursor explosion.
There's an awful lot that we don't know about what goes on in these sort of situations. And I think the fact is that the scientists don't either. And this brings me to a point that I would like to quickly make, which is this, that physicists deal with mathematics, and they reduce the whole world into very simplistic equations, which they believe are capable of explaining the world. But actually, very often, they find that they aren't, because they haven't put something in the equation that they didn't think of.
Chaos theory.
Well, of course, absolutely, all sorts of stuff. I mean, just remember that physicists have lost 95% of the universe. They call it dark matter. They don't know what it is. So whether we should believe physicists or not when they talk to us about nuclear power stations and all their calculations is a very interesting question.
Well, they've proven from
what there is in the universe.
Sure, as you know, Doctor, there's now been Nobel Prizes handed out proving that when you have these black holes, you have these quasars, you have these exploding suns, that they're finding that the energy isn't there for that and that it is dark matter.
Exactly so. But dark matter is a bit like just invoking a demon, you know. You put together a whole load of equations and you say, this will give us the answer, and you find it only gives you 5% of the answer. You say, well, the rest of it is a demon. Well, I know you call it dark matter, but it's not a lot different from Holy Mother Church at the time of Galileo, as far as I can see.
Yeah, man has got a lot of high-tech technologies, but doesn't even understand most of what's connected to it.
I think that's true. I think that the last century was the century of the physicists, and it's about time we moved away from that and realized that physics is a very powerful tool, but it's a very reductionist tool, and it's about time that people started to think for themselves and that they stopped believing in this sort of magical idea that the physicist knows what he's talking about, because generally speaking, he doesn't. And in the case of radiation and health, which is my area, he certainly doesn't, because lots of people are going to die as a result of Fukushima, and at the moment, they're saying nobody is.
Well, I've seen reports in Japan, though, that people are dying, but they're always saying something else did it.
Of course, that's what they will say. It's exactly what they said with Chernobyl. We've just had a book, incidentally, which I hope to plug. It's called Fukushima and Health, What to Expect. And it's based entirely upon the research that was done after Chernobyl. So we kind of know what's going to happen at Fukushima. And it's already happening. I get emails regularly telling me that people are just dropping dead. You know, school children are dropping dead. One minute they're there, and then their heart stops and they fall down dead. And this is exactly what we found in Chernobyl, because the cesium gets into the heart muscle and it destroys heart muscle. And when a certain amount of heart muscle is gone, the heart is no longer viable. And then you get a heart attack and die.
Incredible. You know, I wanted to get you back on to give us the latest on Fukushima. I didn't even know you had a book out, but when we come back from break, please, I want people to get it and read it and pass it on to friends, so we'll definitely talk about the book when we come back. We're about to go to break, but what's the latest? Because they're claiming that they've stabilized Fukushima, but we've heard this quite a bit in the last 9 months.
Well, I think this is discourse manipulation. I mean, stabilized means that it's not any worse than it was when they stabilized it, but if by that they're somehow saying it's safe, they're wrong. I mean, we know that there's xenon isotopes are coming out in the last month that show that very short half-life isotopes that show that it's continuing to fission. And I think it's pretty certain that the fuel is molten and it's gone through the reactor pressure vessel and it's in the ground. And Russia today are telling me that there are big cracks in the ground and steam is coming out and so on. So we're talking about a very serious situation which they're just trying to downplay because they want to limit the damage that it's going to cause to the development of nuclear power worldwide.
Well, all I know is they've got a history of covering this stuff up and it's not safe.
Well, you're right there. You're right there. And it's continuing that history.
Well, and I wouldn't all just blame it on physicists. I mean, obviously, you're a physicist, so you can talk about your own discipline. But look, 25 years ago, they said never use DU in war. It's deadly. It blows back. It's a soft kill weapon, a delayed kill. You can't use it. And in 91, they just said, we're going to use it. And now they just say it's good for the troops. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365. You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war. And we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants. Well, he gets. I don't like him any more than you.
Okay, we're going to spend another 10 minutes or so with Dr. Busby, then I'm getting into more of the world news, and then we're going to get our next guest on and open the phones up for Lindsey Williams. I promise getting back to take your calls and recap what his big oil company exec source has been telling him that's turning out to be very, very accurate. Remember about a year and a half ago, he said they were going to destabilize the Middle East and launch a big war, but then next it would be China. First Iran, then China. We're going to get into all that coming up with Lindsey Williams. Author Lindsey Williams. Going back to Dr. Christopher Busby, who's a chemical physicist and a leading expert on the effects of radiation on humans, studying Chernobyl and other events. He was the one that first said this is much bigger than Chernobyl, and now they admit it's many, many, many Chernobyls, but the response is different. But during the break, we were discussing why the ruling class is so insane And then Dr. Busby, you know, was getting into that he doesn't believe in aliens, but one would just say it's almost like aliens wanted to destroy the Earth or change the habitat. But then he expanded and said, but it's more of just an out of control system. And I said, yeah, like Richard Nixon talked about the fact that it was like a wild beast, a machine, an animal, the whole system. And the sum of our actions that we don't even see as bad adds to this giant machine. I mean, take GMO. Every major study, organ failure in the mice, the rats, infertility. But their science shows it does have this effect that bugs won't eat it. And so what if it does this? Because the mathematics say we've changed this trait. So what if it changes all these other traits? And as I said going to break, the craziness is intensifying, where I've had doctor, physicist, chemist in his own right, Dr. Doug Rocky on. And their manuals on DU, they had in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, and he wrote the manual on it in the early 90s, and he's on tomorrow, said, DU, you can't use it because it ignites in the barrel of the cannon or the gun, and you breathe it, and it will reduce your life massively. It will kill you. And we can't use it. Well, they had all this stuff stored, and they said in 1990, we're going to go ahead and use it. But then they still did some decontamination. Now they have them at shooting ranges for the military, proving grounds, bases everywhere. They take it off base. They use it. They don't even read manuals now. So there is a collective insanity taking place, and I know you're an expert on DU as well, Dr. Busby, but in the time we've got, tell us about your new book, what you were trying to finish up on Fukushima with and this collective craziness, and then these other disasters now popping up that don't even hardly make the news. What's happening?
Okay, well, there are three things you're asking me about here. But the first thing is my new book is called Fukushima and Health, What to Expect. And you can order it from any bookseller or from Green Audit. And what it does is it takes the whole of the Chernobyl accident and all of the research that was carried out by my colleagues on the European Committee of Radiation Risk, presented at the Third International Conference in Lesbos a few years ago. And it turns that into a predictive machine, a predictive engine, to say what's going to happen in the people of North Japan and the stuff that we're already seeing happening. So that, I think that's quite an important thing, because that tells us all what is going to happen. And it's not just cancer. What we have with radiation, and what we've learned in the last 20 years, is that these radionuclides actually just reduce lifespan. So you will find that there will be a reduction in lifespan in northern Japan in the same way as a reduction in lifespan in Belarus and Ukraine and those parts that were contaminated. And in fact, indeed, in other parts of the world, whole ranges of diseases that are not conventionally associated with radiation will increase in their rates. So that's the point. So Fukushima and health, what to expect. Now, your second question was about the what's happening now at Fukushima. And the answer is we really don't know. But I mean, in a sense, when they say they've stabilized it, I think probably it's kind of stabilized itself. I don't think the human beings have had much to do with it, really. It's gone out of the reactors into the ground, and it's sort of generally cooled down to the extent that it's not getting vastly worse. But it is producing lots of radionuclides, and they are still coming out of it. And so that area will be poisoned for hundreds of years, in my opinion. People should not move back there because it's a very dangerous place to be, and the contamination all along the coast and in the food is absolutely colossal. So my advice to the people living there is, if they can't get out, then what they should do is they should try and limit the amount of food and milk and water that they ingest from that area. And also, I suggested that they take calcium tablets, because calcium does actually block the access of strontium-90 and uranium to the DNA. So that does work. Plenty of studies were done in the 1960s that show that that's the case. And you can buy calcium tablets in any health food shop. So one calcium tablet a day will help. Now, your third question was about the general mess of it all. Now, the simplest answer to that, I mean, if we were just a Zande tribesman and we didn't know any science and we were just looking at the world and trying to figure out what was going on, it would be quite easy to conclude conclude that the world had been taken over by aliens who were trying to, and these aliens' intention was to change the atmosphere and to kill human beings. And of course, I mean, that's nonsense, really, because that isn't the case. But in a poetical sense, it maybe is the case, because as I see it, the world has become too complicated and too dependent upon mathematical analysis. And the trouble with mathematical physics and mathematical analysis of economics is that it is basically a reductionist system. It's something that reduces complicated phenomena to very simple phenomena using numbers. And the problem is it's wrong, because what it does is it tries to focus on little bits of the world and then study those to death and produce an answer and then try and reassemble it. And it's been shown to my mind over the last 100 years that this has resulted in a monster. It's resulted in the construction of an enormous machine, a kind of economic system that is destroying the people that it's supposed to help. It's a sort of out of control system. And so the question is what to do about it. Well, in my opinion, it is possible to do something about it. We have to split our monster up into little pieces and deal with it separately. And one way to do this is to reduce it down to nation states again. And I'm not a nationalist, but actually I think that we have to reduce the size of the units in order to make the thing more human scale. These enormous units like the United States of America and the Europe and China, they're just too large and too complicated to deal with. So we have to have smaller units.
Well, freedom normally only works in very small, decentralized systems.
I think so. I think we need to go back to sort of small nation states. And I think the United States as a unit is too big. So there is a website which I live in Latvia a lot of the time, which is a very small ex-Soviet country in the Baltic. And it's got quite a large land area and quite a small population. And we're trying to set up some kind of national system there that might be possible to form a model for the kind of thing that I'm talking about. And there's a website called nationalstate.info, which if anybody's interested, they can go and look at and see the sorts of ideas that we have that will try and bring the whole of this monster down to a kind of human scale so it can be dealt with. At the moment, it's just out of control. It's like Godzilla. It's walking across the planet, crushing whole populations, crushing whole empires, crushing towns and cities, and now we see crushing northern Japan too. I think that really is my answer. That's my kind of message to the planet, really. The thing is out of control, it's a monster, and we have to sort of separate it up into little items so that we can produce some sort of human scale response to this. Otherwise, we are all doomed, in my opinion.
Well, I agree with you. I mean, just take the DU issue, where their own manuals that we've shown here on air say, do not use it, it's deadly. And then they make a political decision to say, no, it's fine, and commit the military men and women to slow, grueling, horrible, degenerative deaths.
Yeah, and their children, too. I mean, the study that I've just done has looked at the offspring of the American soldiers in the Gulf War, and there are high levels of congenital malformation in them, as well as the high congenital malformation rates in the Iraqi populations, in Fallujah, for example.
Yes.
They're killing your own troops.
Yeah, wasn't Fallujah, even the major papers reported, it was 16 times higher than normal birth defects.
That's right, yeah, sure, and up to 38 times the cancer, too. So some very serious things happening there. But you see, again, we come back to this point about the size of the operation. You see, the United States the government, if you like, the Pentagon, they want to win the war. They want to prevent Saddam Hussein from putting all his oil money into euros. So that's their operation, you see. That's the monster operation. And, of course, in order to do that, they have to win the war. And Saddam had a lot of big tanks, you know, ex-Soviet tanks with armor. So they had to take out his tanks. So they used depleted uranium. And then, of course, as a result of that, everybody suffers. But you know, it's a question of what your intention is, and I think we have to reduce the size of the people who are operating, the size of the units, and that sort of thing wouldn't happen.
Well, I agree with you, but there was a conscious decision to proliferate this, and because they just don't care about the troops, and they don't care about themselves. It is a almost like a mad scramble for all these government contracts, and it creates a market for this auction, and then in the feeding frenzy, kind of like sharks in feeding frenzies, will bite and kill each other.
I'll tell you a very interesting thing. Is that after they discovered the childhood leukemia cluster at Sellafield, which is a big nuclear site in the United Kingdom, there was a Maury poll where they went and asked all of the workers there, and they said, do you think you're likely to have a child with childhood leukemia as a result of what's emerged? And secondly, they said, and would you leave your job as a result of if you believe this? And they all said, well, a lot of them said, we do believe that the radiation causes childhood leukemia, but we will not leave our job because the probability of having no money when we leave our job is much greater than the probability of having a child with childhood leukemia. So everybody's keeping their fingers crossed and hoping that it won't be them.
And then more and more people don't care. I mean, I guess it's the analogy of peeing in the swimming pool. And if you go to a city pool and there's 500 kids a day in it, it is literally a stinking urine bath. And there's so much chlorine in it, you can't even swim. And now the phenomenon of people too lazy and peeing in pools, pools everywhere are ruined. And it's kind of the same thing.
I suppose you could call that the tragedy of the commons.
Yes, yes. I tell you, it is crazy because, I mean, some job, if my child had a 1% chance of getting cancer higher, I wouldn't take it.
People aren't all the same, are they? I mean, if you take this idea of childhood leukemia and you compare it with being bitten by a snake in a park, you know, and you said to a mother, look, the probability of your child being bitten by a snake and dying in this park is 1 in 1,000,000. Would you put the child in there? She would say no, wouldn't she? So there is quite a difference between men and women in the analysis here. And this brings me back to my point about rational thought and logic and physicists and all the rest of it. Because if you look at the anti-nuclear movement, you find that there are many more women in the anti-nuclear movement than there are men. So it is about ways of thinking, I have to say.
Well, look, here's my issue. I've studied, as a layperson, talked to a lot of experts in nuclear power. And certainly there's some newer technologies. I want to get your view on this in closing. And it could be done better. But the system has shown, and these corporations have shown, I mean, you take the Simi Valley salt reactors, you know, bigger than Chernobyl, blows up for 50 years, they keep it secret. So they've shown that they don't care and they don't even want to try to do it safely, and they're crazy. And so, I mean, it's kind of like the death penalty. I am for the death penalty if it was in a village 3,000 years ago and 20 people in the village saw somebody kill a child, well, the village takes them, hauls them up, and hangs them. I get that. I'm for it. But when you have a government so corrupt, it's been caught framing people, and a third of those on death row, it turns out, are innocent, I have to be against the death penalty because you can't trust the implementation of it by a criminal government. Same thing.
Well, there it comes back to what I was saying. It's a question of scale, isn't it? It's a question of the size of the monster that we create. And it's about time, if we're going to do anything to try and save us all, we're going to have to reduce the size of the units where the decisions are made. That's my belief. I think that's our only hope.
Well, yeah, we've got not generals even in the back now. We've got generals that are sitting in their basement, you know, playing tiddlywinks while the whole world around them is going into. I mean, in closing, look at these articles: arrest, pepper spray, gunshots, brawls, and doors pulled off hinges. Chaos as stores across the U.S. and thousands of shoppers scramble for new Nike Air Jordans because the system says this is success, so people will kill for it. Meanwhile, you see a similar type of insanity, millions of North Koreans worshiping Kim Jong-il, but at least there they know it's because they'll be put in a slave labor camp if they don't. This Western model of mind control is so much better because they're not fake fighting and screaming and crying. They really think their life depends on some ugly tennis shoes.
Well, I think they're going to be dispossessed of that idea in the next year or two.
What, you mean the world depression?
I think it's going to get very serious, Alex. Yeah, sure.
Oh, it's already serious. You're right. And again, we have this delusional thing. DU is good for you. Radiation, we're raising the levels, saying it's safe. It's not a depression. We're going to give you fake economic numbers.
Yes, well, that's what I said. That's the Sovietization of modern history. I mean, you know, there was much talk about how the Soviet Union airbrushed people out of history and changed history and made up their bogus statistics and so on. But I can tell you, there are enough bogus statistics going around in the West at the moment. Well, as you know, as you just pointed out.
Well, hopefully it bottoms out soon and we turn the corner. But, doctor, I got a bad feeling it's going to get a lot worse before it turns the corner.
I agree with you. I agree with you. It's time to head for the hills, I think.
That's what I've done. Yes, sir. Well, God bless you. We appreciate you coming on. And give folks the name of the book one more time.
It's called Fukushima and Health, What to Expect. And it's published by Green Audit Books. And it's available from all booksellers or from the Green Audit website, which is www.greenaudit.org. So just email admin@greenaudit.org.
All right. Thank you so much, sir. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Cheers to you. That was a good talk. And again, ladies and gentlemen, reactors blowing up and them saying it's not a problem and raising the level of radiation that's safe, letting troops use DU. I'm not for any of the nuclear industry, none of it. I'm done. 10 years ago, I was pro-nuke. Now reality set in. It's the same thing with GMO. I've looked at the documents. I've looked at it. It's deadly. It's deadly, deadly, deadly. And you know what? They know it's deadly. The last time Busby was on, I meant to get to this, he said, many of my colleagues believe they're releasing all this radiation on purpose to reduce fertility. I should have got him to talk about his other colleagues. He says, I don't know because I can't prove it. But if things are out of control, the elite then lie to themselves and create cosmologies that then, oh, well, this will just reduce fertility. Let this happen. But the truth is they're just out of control. Because there's big, giant gangs of globalists that team up together, but none of them can step on each other's toes, so the most extreme of the elite then set the precedent to make things even worse. You see what I'm saying? We'll be right back with a ton of news. Got a guest coming up, Lindsay Williams. Stay with us.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
You know, it's really pretty simple.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been...
The social engineers dangle all these fake politicians out. They have the same model worldwide that vary only slightly on policies so that you think you're making a choice, but really they control both outcomes. And Carol Quigley wrote about that back in the 60s, top professor for the globalist. He said that political parties should appear different on the surface, but really not be different when it gets down to real policies. And that's why you look at Newt Gingrich and Mitt Romney. I mean, they are Obama. It is the same policies, but they call it conservative and criticize Obama. It is totally fake. And you try to tell Obama supporters, hey, he's going to continue everything Bush did. And then he comes in and he does it. And then conservatives get mad at Obama. And I'm like, well, you should love Obama. He did everything Bush was doing. And it really is window dressing. While we're here debating all of this, Aaron is in there freaking out, digging into documents from the Library of Congress where they want a license to have children and how the Western government's funded China to do this. And he's going to have it in a report tonight on the Nightly News. He's doing the Nightly News tonight. We got a big report coming out tomorrow on the radio. It should be done tomorrow. If not, it'll be done Friday on the government and industry is poisoning you. They are adding chemicals to the food and water by design, and we have the documents that they're doing it by design. And the White House science czar is a pioneer of it. The current White House science czar wrote government policy reports on it. And they're doing it. This isn't just theoretical. And then you see real environmentalism totally co-opted by the globalists and reduced down to pay megabanks carbon taxes on carbon dioxide that plants breathe. Oh, radiation's good for you and DU's good for the troops. It's that carbon dioxide. My goodness, we've got to teach kids that's the danger. You see, they take our real concerns and create counterfeits. They take our real energies to make a good world, and then they shunt it off into what they're doing. And it's so frustrating. That was a very informative talk with Dr. Busby. At 8 after next hour, we've got Lindsey Williams joining us. Ron Paul is maintaining his lead in Iowa. Public policy polling has come out with, there's a bunch of other polls showing it. Some of them show him widening his lead, but there's a new spin going that, oh my gosh, Romney's gaining on him. Paul could be faltering. Not true, but it could become a self-fulfilling prophecy where people go, well, if he's losing, I better not be on his bandwagon. I want to pick whoever the winning team is. That's like folks that only root for a football team once they're in the playoffs. It's just pointless. The whole thing's pointless. Paul holds slim lead over Romney in first post-Christmas Iowa poll. Gingrich unloads on Paul, says he's worse than Obama. No, you are Obama with white skin. And you've got all of this, and then meanwhile, we sit here and make fun of North Koreans worshiping their evil dictators who have murdered millions of them. They know, most North Koreans, they've sent undercover anthropologists and sociologists in. Most people know they're evil and know they're horrible. Even the state party apparatchik knows that. But they play along with it. And that's the danger here. We can go two ways as things implode. People can really wake up, decide we can stand up and take our country back and our world back. Or we go the other way. If people don't hit the barbed wire first, as an example to others, we're going to see the public get more into government worship, more delusional, and do whatever the system says and buy any amount of lies. And a lot of that's going to happen because under this new planned economy, the only jobs there's going to be is in Homeland Security, in tattling, in spying, in grabbing people's genitals, in control freaking, in data mining. The military-industrial complex is eating America.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.